You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Gentlemen, as the crash outs, the meltdowns, and the just supersonic reeing from these modern feminists continue, let's go ahead and give my opinion on this whole MAGA thing. Since I was asked so graciously to give my opinion, I will do so. However, every video from every other content creator that have talked about this topic, I noticed one thing was left out of all of them. However, I'm not going to leave that out because I have some extreme choice words. Now, this article was published on the 11th of November. Women create quote unquote MAGA trend about poisoning their husbands and boyfriends after Trump victory. Yeah. You can see all these videos. They are readily available. A new online trend about women poisoning their boyfriends / husbands is gaining attention in the wake of President-elect Donald Trump's victory in the presidential election. The trend, known as quote-unquote MAGA, stands for Make Aqua Tofana Great Again. It refers to a historical poison in the 1600s supposedly created by Julia Tofana, who used the concoction to help women escape quote-unquote abusive relationships with their husbands. Now, I say quote-unquote because it's only because women say that their husbands were abusive. Posts referring to the trend have earned hundreds of thousands of combined views on TikTok. Most of the clips used Eminem's Venom as a backing track. Videos circulating the site show women emptying vials of clear liquids into a full glass before cutting to an image of Tofana doing the same. Another clip with 1.7 million views refers to women getting Aqua Tofana tattoos. Another video, also set to Venom, instructs women on quote unquote what flowers to plant in their gardens over the next few years. These include several poisonous plants, including azalea, foxglove, and hydrangea. Quote unquote, because they're pretty and absolutely no other reason why, the post captions reads. Remember, ladies, thoroughly research any and all plants before you handle them in such a way is both mindful and demure. We love educating gardeners. Hashtags included on the post include feminism, women's rights, and power. The trend coincides with the rise in popularity of hashtag 4B, a trend upholding the radical feminist South Korea 4B movement. Participants in the movement agree to swear off dating, giving birth, marriage, or intercourse with men. Once again, the most undesirable women are simply cleaning the dating pool. Women joining the movement now say they're using it to speak out against Trump's involvement in the overturning of Roe v. Wade and accusations of sexual assault against him. One such video with nearly 10 million views includes the caption, "Doing my part as an American woman by breaking up with my Republican boyfriend last night and officially joining the 4B movement this morning. Another post with over 3 million views describes a woman having, quote unquote, the fastest, most uncomplicated breakup of my life after learning her boyfriend voted for Trump. The popular Facebook account Feminist News, in the lead up to the presidential election, shared a guide instructing women to leave their quote unquote moronic right-wing husband. The guide advised women to save money, replace trackable electronics, and abandon their husbands in the middle of the workday. Okay, that is the article. Now, before I go into my tirade, my rant, let me first say this. These women, under the First Amendment, do have the right to say and put these videos out. However, yes, they have the right to do so, but they are not free of the consequences that should come with them putting these videos out. Now, perfect example, MGTOW, men going their own way, were labeled as a separatist / terrorist organization simply because men were fed up with women and wanted to go off and leave women alone. Oh, how MGTOW was just absolutely trashed, how it was just drugged through the mud, how everybody said, oh my God, these men are crazy because they want to leave women alone. Yeah. But now, my rant. In my humble opinion, all of these women who put these videos out, they should be exposed, they should be named, and if they're working, they should be fired. See, let's go back to what I said in yesterday's video, talking about sex strikes versus men's options. I said it is because of the benevolence of good men that the behavior of modern women, especially modern American women, has become so bad. Now, the ultimate meaning to that phrase, men still refuse to let women suffer and be held accountable for their words and actions. That still goes on to this very day. Why? Oh, because women are the net consumers. Women buy stuff. So we need women to spend their money. And if we hold women accountable, they're not going to spend money. Okay. And so the fuck what? No. These women need to be held accountable. The woman who put out that hashtag, kill all men, was she ever brought to the front of the congregation, as Anton Daniels would say? No. See, this is the part of us men that I really find fascinating. We love to sit back and continue to say, oh, these women aren't a real threat. You know, this, that, and the other. We excuse their bad behavior even as they wish death upon us. These women are serious about terminating their boyfriends and husbands, and yet society won't do anything about it. No. But yet, if I were to make an account on TikTok and say, listen, fellas, if your woman starts getting antsy with you, you know what you need to do? Slap the shit out of her. Oh my God, I'd be called the biggest misogynist on the planet. I would be shut down instantly for saying, oh, men, you should get violent with your woman if she gets out of line. But yet these women are literally calling for the termination of men, and we still refuse to hold these women accountable. Yeah. Yeah. Now, I said this before, and I will say it especially in this case. If you are with a woman and she has these inklings and you don't leave her, then guess what? You get what you get. You simply get what you get. I find it fascinating that we men will continue to find a way to excuse women's abuse of us. Yeah. Oh, it's always, well, you know, they're just being emotional. They don't mean it. No. These women do mean it. And they know that we men are going to be so fucking weak that we're not going to hold them accountable. Fellas, we got to start doing something. Yeah. We got to start mounting an offense. These women should be brought forth. They should be identified and they should be held accountable. If you can call for the open termination of men, then guess what? Hey, all bets are off. All bets are off. And I'm tired of men trying to take the moral high ground in situations like this. No. Nope. It's time for us men to nut the fuck up and hold these women accountable. They want to talk about the patriarchy. You know what? Hey, send these women to a real patriarchy. Yeah, it's only Western women who are putting out these videos. You don't see women over in Afghanistan putting videos out like this. Why? Because those women know good and damn well if they do something like this, yeah, they might end up catching a brick upside the head. Just saying. But yeah, all in all, it's time to start holding women appropriately accountable. Women say they want equality, and yet men refuse to give them equality. Because we men know exactly what equality is. We know what true equality is. These women want it, give it to them. Let them suffer. Hold them accountable. Well, I've ranted on long enough. Read the article. Give me your opinion. What do you think? I'm pretty sure the vast majority of, you know, my listeners, my subscribers are on the same accord. Yes, it's time to start holding women accountable. They want equality. Give it to them. No more of this, oh, she's a woman, so we're going to go easy on them. No. Mm-mm. They want to put stuff like this out, then they should be held accountable for what they put out. So yeah, ladies, yeah. You think you're in a position of quote unquote power. You're not. I'm going to say this, and I want you women to truly think about this, even though there are not a lot of women who watch my channel. But still, gentlemen, let these women know. It is only because of the benevolence of good men that allowed modern women, especially American women's behavior, to become so bad. Ladies, you really don't want us men to end up giving you what you say you want, which is true equality. You don't want that. But I think they should be giving it. It is what it is. So you better understand, ladies, you better understand this and get this through your thick pea brain skulls. The power you think you have in this society, that is going out. Feminism, yeah, that's going to end up going out right along with it. Because trust and believe, ladies, videos like this calling for the termination of men are going to create even more barbarians who are already in the gates. Yeah. And when you're looking for help and no one helps you, no man helps you, think about it. And that's something else, gentlemen. Don't help these women. A lot of men have said, nope, I'm going to let you leave you to your own devices. You take care of your own problem. Hey, it is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.